First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of four philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
That's all right. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you later.
That's all right. How?
That sounds like shots, like gunshots, don't it? Sounds like gunshots, man.
We're up here at the Foothill College Station. That martial law has been declared. Society is collapsing. The infrastructure is in a complete shambles as Bush and his criminal gang has completely raided the treasury. And hordes of wildebeest are sweeping majestically over... Oh, actually, that's not... Well, isn't this cozy?
No, it's not. Why would you say that it's fine, that we're all going to die?
Because I've said that in the past, but I think if it really came down to it, you know, I probably would...
I'd be the motherfucker that's saying
right,
that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you'd be the philosophical one. So... I think it's fine. It's a good thing that we're all going to die. Mankind is basically evil, and it's good that we all die. Hmm. You know?
I think it's shite.
Will, where are you? They're exploding bombs outside the KFGC studio.
It's cussing us out. That's what he's doing. Look at that needle in the red. Unusable.
The needle is in the red.
90% of the material is unusable.
That's the way it goes. But at least I have more control. I have more control now because
you're putting the needle in the red.
I, me.
Are you looking at the needle going
in the
red?
But it's transient. It's a transient peak. It's not held there. It's just a transient peak.
I think it's a pop. It's going to be a pop in the air.
But it's okay, I think.
You're wasting my time.
You know, we got sealed here in the studio because I was scared of anarchy and destruction lately, you know? It sucks, you know? We've been in here 3 days, and I've eaten 90% of the canned food, and I can't help myself. I've got to eat.
I told you what I was going to do.
Must self-destructively eat. Must eat. What? What are you saying? What? There's no more food? Okay, I'm gonna leave now. Bye, Mao. Are you going to vomit? What, Al, are you gonna vomit?
How dare you do that to me? Michael, you two stay. That's for the best.
How? How can you leave? We're stuck. We're stuck in the studio.
I'm going to be forced to do this.
Speak up!
I'm going to be forced to reveal some of my magical powers. I'm going to be forced to reveal some of my magical powers in front of my two big filthy beautiful beast friends!
He melted through the studio door, which has been hopelessly sealed shut by empty chili cans and layers of encrusted human waste.
That's fucked up.
Oh, they've called out the dog patrol. Yes. How dare you do this to me? Yes. Well, where are you going? Where are you going to fly to there, little brother?
I'm going to England. You heard me. I said I'm going to England.
Well, you take a day of your responsibility.
Because sometimes we have to call the bank to verify funds on a check, and we need to cancel call waiting to in order to press in the numbers and the amount of the check in the computer. So calm down.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it.
You think you know what the first thing may be, but
let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it.
I don't know what they have to say.
And even when you've changed it all, whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced
it.
On
general principles, I'm opposed to it.
You may start your message now.
Hello, thank you for calling Joe Line. I'm sorry, but all Joes are busy at the moment. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order that it was received.
I'll build you one of them phones that you always wanted. You buy me the phone and give me the parts, I'll build you a super nice input-output phone like I've been using to make good quality recordings. If you got a good out going on, I'll record it with my equipment, which is much, much superior to the little Radio Shack junky plug-in poopy-poopy. Quality is much superior, noise reduction and everything. And we'll put it right back on. I'm not asking that much. Jesus Christ, I do it for you. You want to do a two-parter? But we've done it. We've done two-parters. With my box is part two and your part one. Granted, we were both there together, but we can't do it that way, you know. What do you want? Okay, we'll make it fair. I'll give you my passcode. As long as I have your passcode, you can have mine. In fact, I'll let you call and try it out first. You can have the passcode, you can go in my box, you can fuck around all you want, all right? You have my passcode, if I can have yours, just temporarily, put the outgoing on. If you can go back to your box, change the passcode, lock me out forever. Leave the outgoing on for a little while. Don't pull a fucking Dave, which Dave did several times. We had a great two-parter, and then Dave goes, and like 3 minutes later, oh, I accidentally changed the outgoing. You know what I mean? Go for it. Let's do it. Come on. Stop this fucking jacking off. Please.
End of message.
No. Simply speaking, we don't trust you.
Message discarded. 9:48 p.m.
Sound like call wait.
End of message.
Mailbox 8819. Hello. Extend life. Hello.
Dumb slut.
Hello. Call me now. I need you to pinch me and squeeze me.
You may start your message now.
Does not belong in our universe. What?
9:48 p.m.
Sound like call wait.
End of message.
Wish I knew what to tell him. It sounds like a call wait, Captain. Call blocking me.
You may need to dial a new area code first.
Why do you block me, unblock me, but what is the, what kind of weird game are you playing?
All we have is the game. I'm on offense, you're on defense.
Did you use that outgoing before?
You have entered too many invalid parameters. Hello?
Box 8819.
So I was here.
Membrane of your mind.
You're listening to the National Cynical Network.
So Steve is leaving the 25th?
Why are you saying it? I don't know.
That's what he told me. We have to get him up here.
What can we make him do?
He could be the video store clerk.
Video store clerk.
Yeah, it's in Mr. Drama Man.
I don't think he might. I don't think he might.
I think he's going to.
But I'm getting his bed.
Yeah, I'm getting his bed.
I'm getting his bed.
I'm getting his special vomit.
The bed did it.
Yo, that's some hella fresh
distortion. Now we gonna wait to that item.
It's some kind of golden idol.
Maybe they have.
Yeah, I'm sure we have.
Yes, Mr. 115 wishes he could play guitar like this. Wednesdays at 8 here on KFC.
The Al Newport Show with Mr. 115.
Al Newport.
And Steve Vai.
All day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, here on KFC 87 FM.
Hello, and thank you for calling Daveline. All of our days are busy. If you'll please hold, your call will be answered in the order received.
Your time to have a voice
mailbox on this system. Give it over there. Get over there on 236 and have a 30-message capacity capability, but get out of the 492. We don't want you. Now, you just either you grow up, calm down, take a downer, drink about a six-pack. A six-pack of Heineken does me pretty good. About three Heinekens, you're going to have to, you got to build up your tolerance. Drink a Heineken. Next day, drink two Heinekens. The third day comes around, drink four Heinekens, build up your tolerance, hang in there, you can do it, you can drink, you can drop your medication, get rid of the junk, you don't need it, move out of your parents' basement, get a better life.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Yeah. From...
Go away, please.
I don't know. I'm thinking and thinking and thinking, and if you want to buy karma, then I can't think of reasons, but there's all sorts of reasons, and this message shows that I was getting evil. I was there too long, but I wasn't staying when I wasn't supposed to. You can only got to see part of this or that, and then you started getting into where now you've got to go, and because I had to go, and then this had to play, and I was good up until that I got evil about this thing, the grouchy, one too many of those chocolate goo-goo-y things, and then I was tired to begin with, and I was taking the fucking, I took the hay fever medicine. I got bad, and I recognize it, and now I can, I think, control it, and the trick is not to stay too late, you just call it and be able to leave.
20 years ago, spent 4 years in the Army as an electronics expert. Would he know how to hook up a tape machine to a phone? Oh, yeah, sure. Piece of cake. When he handed me the phone when the killer was on it, I tried to talk to him, but I couldn't because he kept talking over me, you know, like a pre-recorded message. Yes, and every time she was around him, she felt sick.
Okay. Stuff like that. She's got to bet on him. So I want to do it. I've never bet on a sporting event. You realize that? I have never bet, except the time I bet with you on the Super Bowl, or no, I bet with you on a Rams game, but you kind of flaked in, so we didn't call it a bet. And I bet you that the Rams would lose, and they did. But anyways, it wasn't really a bet. I want to go to Tahoe and bet in the Super Bowl. Now you got me real hot to do this. And what is this? You're in Mike's box, blah, blah, blah. You share the box with him? Are you lovers? What the fuck? Where is he? And why is his box full? And la la la. And I complained to you. I had no new messages. Listen to this, Joe. Within 3 minutes, I called back. I had 7 unplayed messages, only 4 of which were from you. I got 4 from you. I got 1 from Lyle. I got 1 from, I think, Dave. I don't even have to check the name on it. Some weird name. I got 1 from an outside call. And then Lyle left me 2 more, and then you left me 1 more.
End of message. Message discarded. From...
Butt cheeks, butt cheeks, butt cheeks.
Monday, 2:29 p.m.
You dweeb, you fucking idiot, you nerd, you fool, you scum. Why did you change your outgoing? You bought in your first funny and decent outgoing in like 2 years, and you changed it immediately to go back to the Stephanie and Dave bullshit routine. What the hell's wrong with you? When you got a good one, leave it on. I didn't get to tape it either, and I gotta talk to Joe. Fuck.
End of message.
Get out of your mailbox. I'm attempting to call you, but I'm gonna ask you to let me use your outgoing. It sounds like you just made an outgoing, so I guess it's not gonna be done. Never mind. Fuck you.
End of message. Hello.
Welcome back to Hate Fest 92. This is 8033. For the beginning of this, there's 8819, 8067, 8043, and of course this mailbox. And now for the conclusion of the Hate Fest.
Bill's mother was in his underwear, had an evil attack. Bill needs to be killed. Because now that I have even more problems than I did before, because I just get more pounds from hearing about it, I don't even have the hope of an evil attack. And then my parents started to do this, do that.
He just made him start watching.
Dave? Here's Dave now.
And like he was in bed, I guess. And his mom came in and started yelling.
No, man, I didn't say anything, man.
Ciao, babe.
The reason why there's that little bit of his outgoing on my outgoing was because I have an evil attack.
Fascinating. It is useless to resist us.
Okay, this is the Evil Bill message. Enjoy.
Thursday, 1:35 p.m. 4:46 p.m. from
Hal 9000.
I'm getting mighty mad.
you're not responding, your phone's still busy, and the fucking you're using the mailbox so intensely that I'm getting a busy signal half the time I call to get into my box. A busy signal because you're sitting there tying up eight lines because you're fucking with the box somehow. Oh, boy.
End of message.
You'll keep calling me. You'll keep calling me. You'll make me feel guilty. This is ridiculous, okay? I'll go. Shit.
What is it you want to know?
Sample me. 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 Sample me.
Well, I got this much to say. I'm sorry. You know what? I'll forget the past. You promised to forget the past too. And I won't call you as much. I'm sorry. I won't call anymore. Listen to me when I'm talking to you. I'm no fool. No three. I'm gonna live to be 103. I smoke crack for me and me. I did ask Ignacy at the guitar showcase or whatever. I got an ice cold beer and a Three Stooges movie.
You have been listening to episode 42 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled Call Wait. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network's home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. Stay tuned, or check the station's program listings for information on when the next episode will air. You can write the National Cynical Network, email voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere, and thanks for listening.